boxes of each of the tools so that you can immediately start using the tools to edit and play around with your photos. The Move tool. The Move tool has a form that is similar to a regular mouse icon. However, its function is slightly different from that of the humble mouse. Instead of allowing you to click various buttons, the Move tool does as its name implies and allows users to move objects in or around a selected layer. Simply click on any object or location on the canvas and move it to your liking. The Marquee tool. The Marquee tool is the perfect tool to help you select any part of the Photoshop canvas to form a specific shape. The default shapes that you can create using the Marquee tool include the rectangle and ellipse. However, by holding down the Shift key, you can turn the rectangle into a square and the ellipse into a perfect circle. The Lasso tool. The Lasso tool is a Photoshop selection tool that enables users to create any free form on the canvas. The selected area will look like there's a lasso that holds it together, hence the name. Aside from the plain lasso, you have the option to create a polygonal lasso or a magnetic lasso. As the name implies, the polygonal lasso creates a selection with set corners instead of creating a free form shape. The polygonal lasso allows users to set specific points on the canvas that they can link together to form their desired shape. Meanwhile, the magnetic lasso is particularly useful for images that already have defined edges. Instead of manually selecting your desired point, the magnetic lasso automatically detects the dividing edges between images on a layer and forms a selection. The Magic Wand tool. The Magic Wand tool is similar to the Magnetic Lasso tool in a way that it automatically selects an area on your canvas. However, as an added feature, the Magic Wand can automatically select areas that are similar to one another. It can therefore serve as an easy way of selecting the background of your image and deleting it. Unfortunately, the results of using the magic wand to delete backgrounds are often less than satisfactory, and you may end up with numerous unwanted white or black spots. The Crop tool. The Crop tool functions in a way that you would expect. It can crop any picture to your desired size. If you have a specific size in mind, then you are also free to input the desired proportions so that the tool can apply these to the image with a single click. The Eyedropper tool. The Eyedropper tool has an icon that is similar in appearance to an actual eyedropper. However, instead of acting as a remedy of sorts, the Eyedropper tool allows you to select any part of your canvas and use the detected color in any way you please. You can use the sample color to change your foreground, background, image color, etc. It is particularly useful for creating copies of a logo or image with a specified color scheme. The Healing Brush tool. The Healing Brush tool. As the name suggests, the Healing Brush tool fixes any imperfections on your photo. However, instead of automatically healing any spot, you will have to select a specific area on your image manually by using the Alt key so that the tool can blend that selection over any similar areas. The tool is particularly useful in blurring fine lines, blemishes, sunspots, and other facial imperfections in portraits. The Clone Stamp tool. The Clone Stamp tool has a similar function as the Healing Brush tool. However, instead of blurring over the areas to blend them in, the clone stamp merely stamps one selected area over another area.